This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of information about your health. This show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And do visit the Village Green site at myvillagegreen.com or the store on Cedar Lane. That's where you get your expert advice on supplements. And both places are your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. There's a sale that begins March 25th and goes to April 16th. So make sure you get in to Village Green and talk to them about the sale and stock up. Now, we will be talking today with Stephen Nadell, and we'll talk about deeper levels of reducing risk to disease and improving health and the importance of cell signaling. We will be discussing chronic diseases and also Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementias. So we're going to cover those conditions and talk about what actually, how the body develops those conditions, because one does not go to bed healthy and wake up with heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. It takes a long time for your body to get there. And that's what Stephen is going to share with us, how it happens and what we can do both preventively and therapeutically. On News You Can Use, I wanted to focus in on chronic diseases. Just look at these statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 7 out of 10 deaths among Americans each year are from chronic diseases. That's heart disease, cancer, and stroke, accounting for more than 50% of all the deaths each year. And in 2005, 133 million Americans, which is almost 1 out of every 2 adults, had at least one chronic illness. Now, right there, 1 out of 2. When we talk about the RDAs and the DRIs, the recommended dietary allowances, these are applicable to the entire population. But they don't apply to people who have illnesses, people who are on medications, because as soon as you have an illness, whether it's an inflammatory bowel condition, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it is, it changes your nutritional needs. So it's very important, extremely important, to know that you as an individual need to be tested and need to protect yourself if 1 out of 2 of us has a chronic disease. A little bit more about the numbers on this, because I find this pretty hard to believe. Heart disease is 690,000 deaths a year. Cancer is 560,000 deaths a year. And number 3 on that list is the medical profession at 265,000 deaths a year. That number includes deaths from medications and hospital errors. It does not include all non-hospital physician practices. And this is from the Journal of the American Medical Association, the data from the CDC. And what the Journal of the American Medical Association stated in an article where they discussed these statistics is that there is a significant underreporting on the medical profession, death by medication or hospital error. Significant underreporting. The medical profession is diligent at changing that, very diligent at identifying deaths caused, as I said, by medications and hospital errors. So when we look at that, if it was properly reported, the Journal of the American Medical Association said it would be the number one cause of death. So we've talked about heart disease, cancer, stroke is 137,000 people a year, then chronic lung disease, 125,000 a year, accidents, 122,000, and then diabetes and Alzheimer's at 72,000 each. Now, that's interesting because we're going to talk about diabetes a little bit and Alzheimer's on the show. It's interesting that there are as many people with Alzheimer's as diabetes. And when we go back to some of the facts I was giving you about chronic diseases, about 1/4 of people with chronic conditions have one or more daily activity limitations. Arthritis is considered the most common cause of disability, with nearly 19 million Americans reporting activity limitations. And diabetes continues to be the leading cause of kidney failure. Non-traumatic lower extremity amputations and blindness among adults. So this is pretty serious. We have a situation where treatment for these conditions is a day late and a dollar short. It's expensive, and you're unlikely to get back to your ideal or optimum level of health. So prevention is key here. Wanted to talk to you also about a new Alzheimer's blood test, since we'll bring this up today, talking about Alzheimer's. It's a promising development. Researchers who measured blood levels of beta amyloid proteins that accumulate in Alzheimer's patients' brains found that lower levels are predictive of increased dementia risk. Lower levels are predictive, I'm repeating this, of increased dementia risk in those without symptoms. Now, this suggests that the beta amyloid, which is the plaque in Alzheimer's, is being pulled from circulation and deposited in the brain. So that test is not available yet, but that will be an interesting one. Another piece of information, red wine mimics a diabetes drug, and there's a new finding, compounds in red wine bind to cellular receptors that regulate blood sugar. In fact, a half a glass, which is 2.5 ounces, contains up to 4 times the cell binding activity as a dose of the diabetes drug Avandia. Now, resveratrol, we will talk about today, is one of those anti-aging, protective, neuroprotective, antioxidant agents that's in red wine, but it's in the grape. You don't have to necessarily drink the wine, and I don't advocate necessarily drinking on a daily basis, because for women, one drink of alcohol a day increases breast cancer risk 10%. Two or more drinks increases the risk 40%. So daily alcohol consumption can have downsides. And in alternative complementary medicine, when we're looking at treatments and we're looking at prevention, we need to look at the whole body when we make a recommendation. Now, as a tie-in for what we are going to talk about and a little bit of what we've covered, I'd like to step back and answer some questions that I get from patients and practitioners. First of all, nutritional biochemistry and clinical nutrition are not a core part of medical education. And that is one reason that physicians may not be aware of nutritional biochemistry. This is, as I say, the science of the body. Every enzyme in the body depends on one or more nutrients. And when you know those nutrients, you can have a powerful impact on the functions of the enzymes. Now, in schools of veterinarian medicine, they all have a full department of nutrition, which is taught by experts and also taught within each discipline. Nutritional therapies are core in veterinarian medicine, and only about 10 medical schools teach to this advanced level, and it is often not taught by an expert in nutrition. Now, most medical schools will provide anywhere from 4 days to 1 month exposure. It's not taught within each discipline as an active clinical intervention. And they really don't teach the language of nutrition, including how each of the nutrients function, what the deficiency symptoms are, the interactions, the agonist and antagonist, the food sources, how to test, which tests are useful, which tests are not, and types of supplements and dosing. And physicians who are educated in nutrition have availed themselves of postgraduate education. I call it being bilingual. They still have the tools and the language of medical school, and they've added to it. Now, some people say, well, why do we have this advanced nutrition for animals and not for humans? And that's because veterinarian medicine was born of the necessity to keep livestock healthy in the early parts of this country, when farming and raising animals were essential to the sustenance for the farmer and his family, as well as the business of selling eggs, milk products, meats, poultry, etc. Horses and other animals were also critical for transportation, and they needed to be optimally healthy. Now, veterinarian medicine expanded to the care of thoroughbred horses and eventually to pet care. And we think of the vet as somebody who's going to help us with our cat or dog. But really, veterinarian medicine has much deeper roots in nutrition for a good reason. Human medicine originally focused on helping the body help itself. But in the 1930s, with the development of penicillin, they took a turn toward focus on what's called allopathic medicine. And that's considered conventional medicine, which tends to focus on alleviating the symptoms as compared to determining the underlying causes of the symptom presentation. And since 1985, the Institute of Medicine has challenged U.S. medical schools to include nutrition in the education of physicians. In 1985, the Institute of Medicine stated that the medical profession was already decades behind. By 1995, in a reassessment, the Institute of Medicine stated that there had been little to no change. Now, treating with diets and supplements was considered quackery. I've been in the health professional and nutrition field for over 40 years, and I came along when this was all quackery. And the medical wisdom was that diet had little to do with disease. And that's what I was taught in my first nutrition class back in 1964. I was told that anyone who said diet was related to disease was a quack, that fiber was an anti-nutrient, not necessary for human health because it was indigestible, that white bread was perfectly healthy, and the idea to include whole grains in the diet was a fad diet and needed to be studied first because it might be harmful. That was the beginning of my interest, and most of you know that things changed. And in 1989, the National Research Council published Diet and Health, Implications for Reducing Chronic Disease Risk, and that changed the medical profession. So stay with us. We are going to talk to Steve Nadell about some interesting nutritional approaches to chronic diseases. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week to listen to Dr. Pissarro talk with Adrienne Clamp about bioidentical hormones, a controversial topic. I think you'll enjoy it. And our topic today is deeper levels of reducing risk to disease and improving health, the importance of cell signaling. And we will be speaking with Stephen Nadell, and he's on the line now. I want to say welcome to the show, Steve. It's good to have you back again.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And before we go any further, tell us a little bit about your background, because I'm impressed by the scope of your background, so I want our listeners to know.
Well, thank you. This is my 21st year in the field of nutrition, and I've been a nutritional consultant with two leading companies prior to joining Thorne Research. And I received my master's degree from the University of Bridgeport in 2008 and wanted to really understand more biochemistry so that when I educate doctors, I would know more about what I was speaking of.
Good. And you have your CNS, which is a tough certification.
Yep, I have that as well. Thank you.
Yes. So let's get into the heart of what we're talking about. I know we're going to cover some powerful antioxidant products today, but let's talk about what cell signaling actually is.
Okay. If we go back to Francis Crick, and many of you may know that he was one of the co-discoverers of the DNA double helix. And he has a quote that I would like to start off by saying, because I think in some regard he sums it up. He says, "Almost all aspects of life are engineered at the molecular level, and without understanding molecules, we can only have a very sketchy understanding of life itself." So, you know, research and science has progressed over the years, and we have a better understanding of what some of these molecules are. And cell signaling is really, if I give you an analogy of the internet, you know, it's amazing how you can send documents across computers from one to another, and a computer deciphers it, translates it, transmits it. And it does that by, in a form of cell signaling. There are switches and relays that transfer this information.
I like the internet. I like that. That's a great analogy.
Well, we've only had the internet for, 15 years, really? And yet, in 15 years, we have been able to pass information on that, 15, 20 years ago would have taken copious amounts of energy to go to a library and research everything, book after book.
Yeah, we've become quite spoiled with it, haven't we?
Yes. Well, and we've become spoiled, and we've relied on everything we read on the internet as being factual, when you still need to have a discerning mind to be able to tell what's real and what is either marketing or just somebody's opinion.
Right. My experience is, if you read enough, you can sort it out. It's somebody who reads one little article and doesn't do some deeper research. It's like going to the library and reading books. Some aren't very truthful. So.
Yeah, very good.
As far as the cell signaling, talk a little bit more about how this happens and some of what these molecules may actually trigger.
Okay. So, if you look at a cell, there is the nucleus, there's the membrane, there's the material inside of the cell, the cytoplasm, and there are molecules on the cell membrane that are receptors. Maybe some of us have heard of maybe insulin signaling molecule, and they would take, they would receive nutrients, they send a signal to the cell nucleus to transport proteins that would carry sugars, and that is the way insulin and glucose might work in a cell. And the same holds true for antioxidants, food that we eat. And so there are molecules called transcription factors, and these are cell signaling molecules. And so if you look at a cell, or if you can envision a cell as I speak on the phone, you have the nucleus, and you have these molecules that kind of float around in this cytoplasm, this gooey liquid, that in many cases, if everything is really going smoothly in your body, there's no assault by foreign matter, there's no inflammation, there's no, let's say, exposure to compounds, then everything is very copacetic, and there are chaperone molecules that carry these transcription factors. So it's really just a network of communicating. So that cells, on their own, don't know how to function. They function by being told what to do. So it's almost like an infant with a parent. The role of the parent is to teach the infant how to behave, what to do with societal, guidelines, things like that. The same holds true for a cell. The cell functions by being told through different molecules. Vitamin D is a great one that gives cell differentiation so that the cell knows how to function.
That's an elegant description, and I think that's the best one I've heard, because this is a complex subject, and I just want our listeners to understand what we're trying to talk about, and then let's go into some of the nutrients. You mentioned vitamin D. Let's expand on vitamin D, since it's a hot topic right now, and controversial one.
Yeah. Vitamin D, is. And there's, it's obviously, because it's controversial, they come out with an opinion, and then they have a second opinion, which contradicts the first opinion. So I think that it is very, probably has a lot of uncertainty for the public to know what to do. But vitamin D, we've been told for years, don't go out in the sun, put on sunscreen, cover up, and all of these are ways of blocking our body's ability to convert vitamin D from our skin to an active form. And so, lo and behold, years later, because of the good work of maybe dermatologists or the cancer groups, that we have a low population with a low level of vitamin D. And it's all, every practitioner I speak with who does vitamin D testing says most of their patients are low. And then you have cancer patients, and they're always low in vitamin D, it seems.
Well, there's such an increased risk. I think it's a 60% increased risk for all kinds of cancers when you're low in vitamin D, so it's significant.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? There is a study that women who were diagnosed with breast cancer, at the time of diagnosis, if they were low in vitamin D, their chance of survival was greatly reduced. So it is a very important vitamin, and one I think that has, you know, been underplayed because it's easy to get, it's inexpensive, and most people think, you know, you talk to most allopathic doctors that they think everybody has adequate levels of vitamin D, probably because of D in milk.
Right, right. Assuming that everybody consumes it and assuming that it's well absorbed and utilized.
Right.
Yeah, it is a controversy, and I, like you, was very disappointed in the Institute of Medicine's report, really going against the NIH consensus findings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting, but they set us back to an old range of 20 to 100 nanograms per ml as the test range.
Right.
When we know that under 40 is significant deficiency, and somewhere between 60 and 80 is optimum, and I've seen some work that says it may be higher than that. So mm-hmm. I tell my patients, if you could choose 20,000 a year to 100,000 a year, would you seriously want to hang around 20,000 as an income? And
right.
The vitamin D bank account is the same way. We want to be in that optimum range. And so
right.
That standard is what guides professionals in
right.
supplementing.
Right. Well, you know, some of the work that they did, I guess in their defense, is that it's done on populations. And so when you look at 350 million people in this country, and they're trying to make a recommendation for a broad population of people, that's different than the practitioner who sees an individual. And so it's always, what am I, the patient, what are my requirements for vitamin D, not as a population, because I'm not a population, I'm just one person who has a history, a family tree, a genetic predisposition, and maybe a diet that is low in vitamin D. So it's like, what are my needs versus the country as a whole?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think the public does misunderstand what those RDAs are, the DRIs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. The Institute of Medicine does say in their information that this does not apply to individuals. We know that the average household is 2.5 children. Okay. Yeah, I've never met that household, but I see the recommendations in the DRIs and RDAs is very similar, having to be culled down to a just a large population instead of the individual. And you said it so well.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about what vitamin D does at the cellular level, since it's not just a nutrient, it has some hormone activity too.
Well, I mean, I think one of the first things it does is it tells cells how to function. So cells can function in different ways, and a lot of times when you have disease, their function goes awry and they're doing things they weren't intended to do. And so vitamin D is a powerful cell differentiating hormone.
So it gets right to the core.
Yes.
What about, let's talk a little bit more about the receptors that are on the cells, and you mentioned that. I've called them doorknobs or keyholes to getting in the cell. I don't know if that's a good analogy in trying to help people understand that this cell membrane is not a brick wall. It's a very flexible, fluid type of membrane with a whole lot of doors in it. Could you give us more information on that?
Okay. I would say that a cell wall, and you know, the cell is the gatekeeper, so, you know, the body has an innate wisdom that it knows, otherwise everything you were exposed to would go into your cells and would cause havoc. We wouldn't survive probably infancy if everything went in or everything went out. So there's a transport system. There are receptors. There are signaling molecules. It's a very sophisticated system that was designed to allow the things that are supposed to be in the cell to help us function, and a system for getting rid of the things that were waste or toxic that would be removed. And so, you know, the cells are lined with all these different types of receptors based on, you know, what the needs are. So there's, there are transcription factors. Really, those are inside the cell. But in order to get inside the cell, the gate has to be opened up with the receptors on the outside of the cell, which is often reflective of what we eat. So a lot of, you know, we've heard probably from when we were children, you know, you are what you eat. But if you eat a diet high in saturated fats, then your cell membrane will be higher in saturated fat composition, which means it will be harder for these molecules or nutrients to be transported across that membrane, which typically is a bilipid layer. So it's two layers of fat.
You know, that's very interesting, and I think that's probably a new pearl. And what we want to go on to is a discussion of how this relates to chronic diseases and maintaining health through our life cycle. I just want to remind you, listeners, if you've tuned in with us just now, we're the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Steve Nadell.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I do want to remind you that as of March 25th, there's another sale, Village Green, from then until April 16th. Right, that's tax day this year, so you can get wonderful breaks on the supplements March 25th to April 16th. And another reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, Dr. Passero is going to discuss bioidentical hormones. You'll like that show. And today, what we're talking about with Stephen Nadell, who has his master in science in nutrition and a CNS certification in nutrition, a real tough certification to get, and a lot of experience in the field. We're talking about cell signaling, what makes cells do their jobs, and deeper levels of reducing risk to disease and improving health, knowing the importance of cell signaling and diet and nutrition and how it impacts cell signaling. So we know that chronic diseases, degenerative diseases are huge in our culture, and it's one of the banes of modern society. So let's talk a little bit about that, Steve. Tell us how diet and nutrition impact on health and disease.
Okay. If I could back up for 1 second, you asked me on the last segment about the different cell signaling molecules on the cell membrane. And the one that I neglected to mention, just for the erudites out in the audience, is PPAR. So there are many forms of PPARs, but they're peroxisome proliferator activated receptors. And so they sit on the cell membrane and they regulate, you know, what goes through into the cell, nucleus. Okay, so degenerative conditions or degenerative diseases. And, you know, the first thing I think that it's really important for patients, the first window is to look at their family history. You know, you look at your grandparents, you look at your great aunts or uncles or father, mother, siblings, and you see, you know, in a constellation, what conditions were pretty prevalent in your family. And that might give you an idea of what types of symptoms, illnesses, conditions that you might want to be on the lookout for. Because I think it's probably safe to say that if you wait until, you know, it's like crisis management, if you wait until you start having tremors before you start taking any supplements or change your diet, it's much harder to, you know, attain health than it is to maintain it. So
yes.
It's easier to work out a little bit every day and stay in shape than it is all of a sudden to try to go out and lose 100 pounds and, you know, run a marathon by the end of the year. So we look at family history and we see what types of conditions are most prevalent that I need to be on the lookout for. And some of those might be, you know, and these are all been on the increase over the last number of years. Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, you know, cardiovascular disease. These are typical conditions that, you know, generally speaking, take years of, you know, bathing the cells with either, you know, toxic chemicals, poor diet choices, poor nutrient delivery, elevated inflammation, which is oftentimes caused at the simplest root, sugar. Sugar is a major inflammatory driver. And so by looking at some of those, we can do things to, you know, reverse or prevent some of these from coming on.
Well, I'm glad you're mentioning this because I've mentioned before that we're bathed in 85,000 man-made chemicals, 200 of which have been assessed and 17,000 of which are secret, according to the EPA. So we don't even know what they do. We don't even know the names of 17,000 of those chemicals or what they do. And that certainly has a long-term multi-generational epigenetic effect on people. And I have pointed out before, but I think it bears discussing again, if a mother is obese when she conceives, the child's risk of obesity is far greater. If she has a child prior to that and her weight is normal, that child has a much lower risk rate for obesity. So just gaining too much weight can change gene expression. Mm-hmm. And I think you were referring to how we change molecules by what we eat and the nutrients we consume.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know, we've been talking for a half hour and you brought up gene expression. And so that really should have been dovetailed into the topic that cell signaling influences gene expression. And we can influence the way our genes are expressed, you know, how they express. So you can either turn the flame down or you can turn the flame up based on a myriad of things that we do in our lives, from what we eat to what we're, the kind of work we do, what we're exposed to, stress levels that we're under, sleep patterns that we have, relationships we're in. You know, there's a endless number of variables that can influence the way our genes express themselves.
Well, let's go further on this, especially with the Alzheimer's, the dementia, the Parkinson's. I was taught in school that heart disease was genetic. There was nothing you could do about it until someone had a heart attack, and we all know that that's not true. And I look at these degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementias in the same way. We don't pay attention to them until they're so apparently obvious. The brain has had a heart attack, so to speak, and everybody right. knows something's wrong. So let's go into what we can do both preventively, and prevention is so much more important, and even therapeutically once diagnosed.
Okay. I'm going to talk about four food groups or four food types that are, you know, supplements that Thorne makes, but we can also, you know, get them in our food by supplementing our food, and oftentimes therapeutic levels are hard to come by in food, so we take supplements if we're at higher risk. So when I spoke of transcription factors before and cell signaling, you know, the theory of disease, you know, not long ago was that it was caused by free radicals. I think at some level we still believe that free radicals cause DNA damage. The DNA damage caused the cells to not function properly. So having said that, resveratrol is a supplement that is very popular and very big now. And, excuse me, it is, you know, Thorne makes a product that's called polyresveratrol that has the trans and the methylated form of the resveratrol. It has green tea, grapeseed, and curcumin all in that formula. So it's really working at all four of these levels at once. And resveratrol activates a sirtuin-1 gene, and that's a gene for a better, lack of a better word, anti-aging. It has, you know, it improves metabolism, so weight loss, improves cardiovascular health, its chemo-preventive properties. So it has a lot of, you know, good cell signaling in there. And it also activates the PPAR that I mentioned before, which is the cell signaling on the cell membrane. So resveratrol would be a really good one. Those are in, you know, peanuts and grapes. You know, typically have high levels.
Now, the resveratrol you have, is it from peanut source?
No, actually, it is, you know, no, because peanuts have an allergy component to them.
They sure do.
So, yeah, so typically, what they've done is they've isolated the molecule, and we have that as the resveratrol molecule. Because what we have found in research, and it's another thing I like about Thorne, is that they do their own research and they assay all of their ingredients and finished products, which a lot of companies, you know, don't seem to do these days. You would think they would. But resveratrol can have inconsistencies or instability in the molecule itself. So they've standardized it, so it's guaranteed across the board to be, you know, what's on the label.
That's important.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, in the day that we get a lot of raw materials from China, like it or not, it's important to test, because you just can't assume there's purity in everything you put in your mouth unless it's guaranteed by assays.
Yes.
For testing.
We really need to do that. And sometimes I'm, as a clinician, patients will bring me a product and I look at the label and I can say the label looks good. It reads nicely, but I don't know because I'm not familiar with that company or where they got their products. I can't tell you.
Right.
And it may or may not be effective, and that's what makes it difficult. And some companies, when a company won't give information, then I tell the patient that they're best going elsewhere, because if you've got superior products, you're going to brag about it. And what I'd like to do in the last segment that we're coming on, I'd like to talk about the green tea and the curcumin and the broccoli factor, because these are so important too as anti-aging. So I want to remind the listeners that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back with Stephen Nadell after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of good information about your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can hear Dr. Pissarro talk with Adrian Clamp about bioidentical hormones. I also want to remind you that you can visit the Village Green site, myvillagegreen.com, or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Both sites are your resources for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. Now, we've been talking today about deeper levels of reducing risks to disease and improving health and the importance of cell signaling. And this is really, we've talked about the actual science, what I call the math of the body, the science of the body, about how nutrients actually do impact on health. And we've been lucky to have Steve Nadell with a Master of Science in Nutrition and a certified nutrition specialist. So Steve, let's continue the conversation. We were talking about resveratrol, and there's some other really powerful antioxidants and combinations that help people, especially in the degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementias.
Okay. Yeah, there are three others that we had mentioned. One is green tea. And green tea, you know, all of these, so resveratrol, green tea, curcumin, and the compound in broccoli or cruciferous vegetables, they all have antioxidant capabilities. They all have chemo-preventive properties. They all have cardioprotective, neuroprotective, and they all enhance detoxification pathways. So, I mean, they are a huge bang for the buck when it comes to taking a supplement to support your body's natural ability to protect itself. So the thing I want to add about herbs, generally speaking, are poorly absorbed. And Thorne partners with an Italian nutraceutical company called Indina, and they have a patent on connecting herbs to phosphatidylcholine, which is a fat. And the fat helps the delivery and increases the absorption of the herbs. And so the green tea it's called phytosome. So the phytosome green tea has those properties, cardioprotective. You know, it can lower blood pressure. It can prevent LDL oxidation in terms of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. It's neuroprotective. It actually has post-ischemic neuron death after stroke. So that, you know, that when it can protect from that after a stroke, the cells die, and the green tea can actually help prevent some of that neuronal death.
I'd like you to repeat that because it's important.
Yeah, post-ischemic neuronal death after a stroke. So, you know, the key is to be taking it before one has a stroke, but so that it really has strong neuroprotective properties. And, you know, there are studies that show to get the active ingredient or compound in green tea is EGCG, which is epigallocatechin gallate. And that's a long word, but it's a compound that studies have found that even drinking, you know, 10 cups of green tea a day doesn't deliver the same amount of that compound that you could take in, you know, one pill or one capsule or, you know, that sometimes it makes sense to supplement with a supplement.
Yes, it does, and especially with the environment we live in.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if you're a big green tea drinker and you drink 10 cups a day, then chances are you might be in pretty good shape. So green tea was one. The other one is curcumin. Now, curcumin is a poorly absorbed herb. And most studies are done on just regular curcumin. And so Thorne, again, with this phosphatidylcholine as a carrier, they get a 20-fold increase in absorption from curcumin. And the product is called Mareva. And they've done studies in Italy, human studies, with osteoarthritic patients. And, you know, over a three-month period, taking, you know, two capsules twice a day, they had great improvement in range of motion, walking distance, pain scores on a survey called WOMAC. So it's about how much pain you're in, how much discomfort, quality of life. All of those improved. People stopped taking, you know, pain medications and, you know, had great improvement.
That's impressive. And I think we can emphasize for our listeners, again, people will say, well, why can't I get it from foods? Why do I have to supplement? And one of my analogies is that up until 100 years ago, we didn't have all the chemicals in the environment. We didn't have all these food additives, and most of which are man-made and certainly poorly tested. So we really have to protect ourselves. Our needs for all of these antioxidants, plant substances that are so helpful are exponential now, and we can't meet it with diet.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, there's like you said, there's just so many chemicals in the environment that we have no idea what we're doing. It's a big experiment, and a lot of times the experiment fails, and we just are subject to it.
We're the study rats. My analogy is humans that were healthy, our ancestors, it's like living in Tahiti. You can run out without any clothes on all the time. If you move to Alaska and you try to do that, it won't work. Right. And what we are is we need a protection. We need covering. We are not living on the same planet. So I try to emphasize that. Any more tips for our listeners?
Yeah, one last one. So the curcumin, to know the mechanism, the mechanism is NF-kappa-B, is that transcription factor, and that is the master switch for inflammation. So curcumin is a wonderful herb for, you know, all that cardioprotective, neuro, detoxification, but it's really inflammation is what that's working on. And then lastly is the broccoli seed extract. Now, this is researched. It was discovered and isolated by Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in 91, and there are only two companies that actually sell that raw material. Everybody else who makes claims, Johns Hopkins has tested it and proved that their label claims are half of what they say. So that goes back to what you were saying about reading labels. You just never know unless you trust the company. You know, you have to trust the company. You can't just go on the internet, look up something, and find a, you know, company that makes it and assume that what you're getting is really a high quality, pure raw material.
And the
manufacturing is right. The part of the plant is what it's supposed to be. It's harvested when it's supposed to. So the wonderful thing about broccoli, and these are for cruciferous vegetables in general, which would be, you know, cauliflower, bok choy, kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. I think I threw kale in there. Kale's not one of them. That they all induce phase two liver enzymes. And why that's good is that that's like the mechanism that grabs all of the toxicity that's in your body and gets rid of them. So the analogy I use is like a fireplace, and you have logs in there and it's a raging fire. The chimney would be phase two. And so if your chimney is not wide open, the flue is partially closed, you're going to have a house full of smoke and, you know, soot, and you won't be able to breathe in there after a little bit. So phase two is a very, very important phase of the liver, which converts things to water-soluble to get them out through sweat, perspiration, urine, feces, you know, that way.
That's important. I call it the garbage disposal of the body.
Yeah, exactly. So that, the broccoli, is phase two, which is the transcription factor, NRF2. And NRF2, if you go back into that cell, is carried into the cell nucleus. That then tells all the cells in the body to tell the liver to make more of these enzymes that can, you know, get rid of toxic compounds in the body. And unlike vitamin E or C or vitamin A, which are good antioxidants, they only last for a couple of hours in the body. This is elevated for 72 hours.
That's amazing.
And it works direct antioxidant.
Well, thank you, Steve. I think we've given a lot of information, and as always, we'll have you back because you always have interesting information to share. Okay, listeners, I just want to remind you about the Village Green sale from March 25th to April 16th. Make sure you get to the store and go on the site for more information. And I want to thank you for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, reminding you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
I wasn't born to go with the flow. I was born to make a difference, to make waves. I want my sweat and hard work to mean something. I was born to serve in the United States Coast Guard. If you were born ready to lead, to protect, to uphold the law, then visit GoCoastGuard.com. The United States Coast Guard. Born ready.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard. In cooperation with the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy.
Breaking news from CNN Radio, I'm Andrew Spencer. Over Libya, a no-fly zone is now in place. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen tells CNN State of the Union.
The initial operations have been very effective, taken out most of his air defense systems, some of his airfields, yet there is still, I think, a great deal to be done.
As coalition airstrikes take out convoys and communications facilities, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says the world cannot allow to let Muammar Gaddafi remain in power.
If Gaddafi survives, the Arab Spring maybe comes to too soon an end. At least it doesn't move beyond Tunisia and Egypt.
Gaddafi, though, seems ready to hang on until his last breath, promising a long-drawn war with the United States and its allies, whom he calls terrorists.